ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. டுடே வி ஷால் பி ரீடிங் ஃப்ரம் ஸ்ரீல பூர்வாத் லீலாமிருதா சாப்டர் 7. ஆல்சோ வி வில் டிஸ்கஸ் டுடே அபவுட் தி ஜுலன் யாத்ரா மகோத்சவ விச் டுக் பிளேஸ் இன் பிருந்தாவன் தாம் 5000 இயர்ஸ் அகோ. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. நாராயணம் நமஸ்கிருத்ய நரம் சைவ நரோத்தமம் தேவீம் சரஸ்வதீம் வ்யாஸம் ததோ ஜயமுதீரயே நஷ்டப்ராயேஷு அபத்ரேஷு நித்யம் பாகவத சேவயா பகவதீ உத்தம ஸ்லோகே பக்தீர் பவதி நைஷ்டகே. ஹரே கிருஷ்ண. This chapter 7, beginning of temple of Krishna Balarama. So we are actually going to Vrindavan today. April 1972, Srila Prabhupada was meditating on constructing his Krishna Balaram Mandir. In April of 1972, he asked his disciple Surabhi, who had drawn the plans for the Bombay Center, to execute drawings basing the design on Indian Renaissance architecture. Prabhupada liked the Govindji temple located near the original Govindji temple constructed by Rupa Goswami. He liked its open courtyard surrounded by many arches and its front steps leading up to the deity darshan area. He suggested that some features of the temple be incorporated into his temple. Surabhi, with the assistance of a Vrindavan architect, executed the plans and Prabhupada approved it. This will be the grandest temple in Vrindavana. Many high-class gentlemen in Delhi, who are also devotees, will relish the chance to live with us on weekends, and it will be for them just like Vaikuntha. You must construct something wonderful. Otherwise, it will be a discredit to you American boys. That will absolve the position of America and India. And this Vrindavana project is one of the most important of ours in ISKCON. Although Gurudasa had been careful to keep in touch with Prabhupada by mail, he had neglected certain important matters in Vrindavana, such as digging a well and getting city approval things Prabhupada had repeatedly asked for. In the summer of 1972, Prabhupada wrote, "From the beginning I said, I simply wanted a temple built in Vrindavana, just like Govindji temple, and there have been so many letters, but that has not been done. Never mind. Now I like that plan of Surabhi's." 2 weeks later, Prabhupada again wrote Gurudasa on the same point. "I wanted a temple like Govindji. Is it so difficult that for the last 6 months you have consulted so many engineers? Any ordinary engineer could draw up the purpose and get it passed. There has been so much unnecessary correspondence. To build a temple in Vrindavana should not be so difficult. Prabhupada thought, and he became impatient with the delays, concerned that the devotees and architects not make the building too costly. He said that they should go ahead with the plans he had approved. Even if the building were to be a little cheaper than in the original plan, he was concerned that the competent disciple oversee the work so that ISKCON didn't get cheated. As early as April of 1972, Prabhupada had asked that the deities in Vrindavana, a Krishna and Balaram, Krishna may be black, Balaram of white, and the pose in the back of the Back to Godhead magazine is very nice. He asked that a sign be put out from announcing Sri Krishna Balaram Mandir. Krishna Balaram Mandir ki jai. One reason Prabhupada chose Krishna and Balaram as the presiding deities was that most of the Vrindavana temples were of Radha and Krishna. ISKCON temple would be unique in Vrindavana. Another reason was that the ISKCON land was located in Ramanreti, an area of forest and soft sands where Krishna and Balaram had enjoyed their childhood pastimes 5,000 years ago to celebrate and worship the youthful sports of Krishna and Balarama in Ramanreti was fitting. Although thousands of years had passed since Krishna's advent in Vrindavana, the same atmosphere and many of the same sights and sounds still prevailed. Peacocks ran across the sands or sat on rooftops or in the trees. The cooing and chirping of pigeons and cuckoos and the sweep of the parrot's green wings were eternal sounds and sights of the Vrindavana forest. In Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead had described how Krishna and Balarama and their cowherd friends played in Ramanreti and similar places. Chachurun milidam yena tasmai Sri Guruve namaha Mugangarodi vachalam bangum langayade girim Yatkripadamagam mande Sri Gurum dinadaranam Paramanandamadavam Krishna Chaitanyeshwaram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Ram Churadau Pangor, Mama Mandamade Gadi, Masarvasvabadam Bojau, Radha Madana Moganu, Krishnaya Vasudevaya, Devaki Nandanaya Cha, Nanda Gopagumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha, Govindaya Namo Namaha, Govindaya Namo Namaha, Namaha Pankajanapaya, Namaha Pankajamalini, Namaha Pankajanetraya, Namaste Pankajangraye. Hare Krishna. So it looks that, you know, the Krishna Balaram temple anniversary comes, all Prabhupada disciples and very senior people who were there for the construction of this temple, they come and give their realization and the information. Prabhupada was so much concerned about actually the temple. One temple should come in Vrindavana. ISKCON temple should come in Vrindavana. So we just read, I'm just remembering, Prabhupada said that this would be a grandest temple in Vrindavana. Many high class gentlemen in Delhi who are so also devotees will relish the chance to live with us on weekends, and it will be for them just like Vaikuntha. So we are actually experiencing Earlier it was only weekends. There was lot of traffic jam and, you know, all Delhi cars will be there in Vrindavan. Now every day they are coming actually. So many people are coming. Lord Krishna Balaram temple is becoming so famous. See the desire of a pure devotee. So Prabhupada was an associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna. What he wished, it is happening today. We are reading now today. I'm there in Vrindavan, so I'm experiencing it today. Everybody wants to come. Of course, there are so many other temples. So earlier, people used to go to the new temples over there, something like that. But eventually, they felt actually, I talked to many gentlemen, they felt that actually we had to come to Krishna Balaram temple, ISKCON temple. Still they are calling Angirisi temple. We want to come here. Because what Prabhupada's desire was, actually he started that 24 hours kirtan. That is attracting each and everyone. Even a child comes to that place, he is attracted to the 24 hours kirtan. And beautiful, very beautiful Radha and Krishna, Radharani especially. Everybody gets attracted to that deity actually. Another, I say, everybody is asking this question nowadays. Those who come to Vrindavan also, they say, they all, everywhere in ISKCON temple, Radha Krishna is the main deity. Why you kept Krishna and Balaram? So here, Prabhupada has mentioned actually the reason why. We are also telling the same thing. Prabhupada wanted Krishna Balaram to be the main deity because it is at the Ramana Reti. Ramana Reti means, no, Reti means sand, Ramana means playing. Krishna and Balaram was playing in that particular place. Of course, there is another Ramana Reti also there. We go there. This is also Ramana Reti. Especially we know that there is a Krishna Balaram tree. Now only one tree is there. One tree is missing. So they are also called Krishna Balaram tree because under the tree, Krishna used to sit down. Krishna and Balaram used to sit down and play. Not used to be now. Nitya Leela is going on. Prabhupada actually could see. Vrindavana means actually Nitya Leela is going on. Only thing our material eyes cannot see. We cannot see actually with our eyes. But still the pure devotees. There are pure devotees living in Vrindavan Dham. They will not advertise themselves, but they can see these pastimes. Krishna and Balaram is playing there. He said that, you know, that there is a place called Ratha Tila near to that place. From Ratha Tila, the road is going to our Goshala. So it is said that about 4:30 in the evening, Krishna and Balaram will walk through that road, Krishna Balaram tree. They are going to Goshala every day and checking the cows. So that is our Goshala is so important because directly it is supervised by Krishna and Balaram. They are coming every day and looking to this. Somebody asked actually the Prabhupada in Vrindavan. It says, Prabhupada, there are 5,500 temples are here. So why you want another temple in ISKCON temple here? Radha Krishna temple is there. So Prabhupada has asked, actually, is a gentleman. Are you married? He said, yes. So, you got any children? He said, yes, I have some children also there. Why you got married? Because there are another gentleman also, he got married. No? So many people got married, they have children. What is the need? You should get married and you should have children. So like that, Prabhupada said, even though there are so many, you know, people are constructing the temple and worship is going on, but I want actually, in the disciplined succession, okay, so we want a Radha Krishna temple of our own, so that we can, you know, implement actually the rules and regulations and which will be beneficial. You know, in the morning we announce actually in Vrindavan, say that how many people have visited, how many people have done a chanting of one round, you know, on the chanting bits, just like we are doing here. Because that was the vision actually. Anybody comes there actually, if they go to other temples, some of the temples by seeing the devotee, they close the door. They will say, time is finished, go. Here anybody comes, they get a little prasadam, they are asked to come and chant one round mala, and there will be some, so a team of people are there to explain about our books. Very nice book distribution is going on. So these are all the vision of Prabhupada. Once Radhagund Mataji was telling that she was there when Prabhupada was there. She called her one day and told, you are in Krishna Balaram temple, I am giving you a service. Yes, Prabhupada. He says, anyone who is stepping inside the gate, when they go out, you have to see that they are carrying one of my book and they should get some prasadam. So till today, even though she is sick, she is so much emphasizing on the book distribution and the prasadam distribution. So what I am telling, that Prabhupada actually foreseen so many things. So even in our temple here also, rather a severe temple also, whatever Prabhupada actually wanted, it is happening. The temples and festivals and things like that. So, so much of emphasis is given to the Gurudasa actually about completing the temple. So then somebody was telling you, there were so many practical difficulties were there. The government was not cooperating with them, you know, get the permission, get the materials. But Prabhupada was sitting that he felt that these people are not working hard on this subject, you know, to make that drawing and approve it. So he wanted actually, you know, Krishna Balaram, Radha Shyam Sundar manifest as soon as possible in his lifetime itself. So that, you know, we feel, you know, Prabhupada, even though he travels throughout the world, but we are telling everybody that Prabhupada is actually in Vrindavan, not his deity. Sakshat Prabhupada is there in the Krishna Balaram temple. Okay? Because his original samadhi is there. Only thing he is doing, meditation. He has gone on meditation. He may come out, we don't know. But he is there. So many leelas are happening actually in the samadhi, Krishna Balaram Mandir, Prabhupada samadhi, so many things. Also his cottage. Many people are telling many, you know, incidents. How still Prabhupada is there and inspiring actually the conditioned soul to come to Krishna, Krishna consciousness and distribute it. Prabhupada warned the devotees in Vrindavana that they would have to work diligently, finishing before the monsoon season arrived in June, if they were actually to fulfill their promise. So in every direction he has given the instruction actually, you have to work hard. But anyone visiting the construction site in Vrindavana could understand that the building would never be finished in time. The temple area consisted of foundation lines and steel roads. Only 3 or 4 devotees were living there. Struggling to organize laborers and to obtain funds and building materials. The summer was extremely hot and each day the devotees were forced to spend the afternoon lying down in their huts, exhausted from the heat. Prices for cement and steel had doubled, yet Prabhupada continued to respond to Gurudasa's glowing reports, encouraging him to continue with determination. But Prabhupada could also read between the lines, and he cautioned Gurudasa, I simply want to see that the work is being carried on vigorously and the money shall not be used to pay bad bills. The money should simply be used for construction. talk of the temple opening by Janmashtami gradually disappeared. But Prabhupada did not express his disappointment. Rather, he continued to encourage and push the devotees onwards, asking that at least his own room be completed, so that when he visited in October of 1973, he would have a place to stay. When Prabhupada arrived, however, his quarters were far from completion, and he had to live for a week in the home of a Vrindavana friend. He did not remove Gurudasa, but he tried to teach him better management and accounting. He also wrote to his India GBC secretary, Tamal Krishna Goswami, to get more funds for the Vrindavana project. So I have arrived here in Vrindavan, but so far the project is concerned, why the money is so irregular? Tejas reports that in the past 3 months you have sent rupees 5,000 and since then nothing. How will the project go on? So Prabhupada was very much concerned. He was writing letter to GBC and he was not taking any action. Somebody was telling him, Gurudasa Prabhu is still there in Vrindavan. He was not, even though his promise he could not fulfill, he did not take any action on it. He pressed him that you should be here, you should complete it. Because Prabhupada was knowing that even now, today, also there are so many difficulties in Vrindavan. Suppose you want to make a temple or construct something, it is very difficult about dealing with the Vrijavasis. Slow. So, but Prabhupada wanted to overcome the difficulties and actually to inspire everybody, and he was hoping, he had so much of faith in Krishna and Radharani that money will come, don't worry, go ahead with the project. And the same time he was correcting actually that all accounts should be maintained properly. This throughout actually the Lilamrita will see many occasions Prabhupada wanted Krishna's money should be spent properly. And every penny should be accounted actually. The account should be there. So that it is still there with the devotees. When we talk, we'll say that, no, I don't want to spend it because this is Krishna's money. This is Krishna's property. So that was actually came from Prabhupada. Prabhupada actually, even he was concerned about actually the energy of Krishna. Once somebody in Vrindavan, water tap was open. Water tap was not, it was closed, but not closed properly. Drip of water was coming from the tap. He was on a walk around temple. Then he saw that he stopped actually. He called actually the temple president and told him, see, look, you are wasting water. You know what is the water? It is the energy of Krishna. You are wasting the energy of Krishna. The same thing yesterday we heard actually a class of Prabhupada was so much concerned about actually the Krishna's energy. He could see in everything Krishna. And he wanted everybody should see always Krishna in everything. He said that is Krishna consciousness. Especially in the temple and the devotees living anywhere. So they should be concerned that Krishna consciousness should come so that, we will not waste anything. We will relate everything with Krishna. So that was actually his instruction, Prabhupada's instruction. Yesterday throughout, it was so inspiring, this class yesterday. Prabhupada was talking in a high voice. Usually he used to talk in a very low voice, high voice. Because he was emphasizing on each and everyone who is hearing. How to be in Krishna consciousness. Not only that, only we are chanting and reading some books or preaching, this is not enough. Krishna consciousness means 24 hours, whatever we are doing, whether sleeping or awake or whatever activities we are doing, we should see Krishna in it. In the center, Krishna should be there. So, we will continue the last and next class. I just want to talk about Julen Yatra today. That is also in Vrindavan. So this Yulan Yatra took place in Vrindavan Dham. This is narrated in Ananda Vrindavana Chambu by Srila Kavi Karnapura. Kavi Karnapura is a son of Shivananda Sena, who is close associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So from childhood onwards, actually, when he was in the womb itself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that you give him the name Paramananda Puri Dasa in the to keep his name. So when he was born, so many pastimes took place. So when Mahaprabhu told him to chant Hare Krishna, he was keeping quiet, he was not chanting. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, oh, I could change the whole world, but this boy is not chanting Hare Krishna when I am talking. So then Swarup Damodara Maharaj, actually he told Mahaprabhu, it's not that he doesn't want to chant, he is chanting in his mind, but mantra which you gave, he don't want to distribute to everyone. He want to keep it secret. That is why he is doing that. Oh, he is like that. Then one Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put his toe or the finger in the mouth of the Kavi Karnapura. And Kavi Karnapura, he was asked to recite some sloga by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he recited some very wonderful sloga. In Chaitanya Bhagavatam it is mentioned. And it was so wonderful. Everybody appreciated such a small boy. How could he compile a sloga like this? And so Mahaprabhu changed his name to Kavi Karnapura. You are Kavi Karnapura. You are a Kavi, like that. And also it is mentioned, he was in the Krishna Leela as Gunachuda Sakhi. So why I am telling all this thing is because it is narrated the Julan Yatra, beginning of Julan Yatra in this book, written by him, as if he is simply saying it and writing it. You know, sometimes we read the book, sometimes they will say past thing, they will write. But somebody has seen it, just like our Prabhupada writing. Prabhupada writings are such that we feel that it's really happened. And he is giving assurance that you can see Krishna. Yesterday also he was telling that you can see Krishna personally. He is assuring. He just follow this. So like that, Kavi Karnapura wrote this book, having given the description of this particular chapter, as if he has seen, just like a running commentary. So because of the time concern, actually I will just brief it only. First of all, it happened actually in 7 months, in the Pavitra Ekadashi day it started. So any Krishna's festival in Vrindavana, it is celebrated even today. About 6,000 temples you can see today. Everywhere there will be jula decorated in different ways. And everybody is actually celebrating with some bhakti bhava. Note that actually it is deity is coming, Radha and Krishna is coming, Radha and Krishna is sitting personally. By looking at them, glorifying them, same thing happened in the beginning also. So, Shravan month it started on Ekadashi day. First of all, the arrangements. This all these arrangements actually is manifested. That not that for last 3 days we are working on it actually. There who he was working, nobody knows, it just manifested. The natural Vrindavana in the forest it has happened. When we go for Brijamandal Parikrama, we can see this particular place. Still a big jula is there, we can see. There only they say the Julan Yatra started, Vrindavan Dham, Vrindavan festival. So Julan Yatra took place on another day after the a fruit stealing Leela was there. That also happened in Vrindavan Dham only. That is in the spring time, holy festival time. Once Krishna lost his fruit, that purposely done by them. Finally he could recover actually from different this chili separate classes required. So wonderful how he himself has narrated. Karnapura has narrated. So he is famous in all the three worlds. This Julan Yatra, three worlds, even the demigods will come today here also. They will go to all the temples because they want to glorify, they want to see, witness this one. It is not a joke, it is going to happen. We cannot see, but they all will come today. Hey, Julan Yatra of Radha and Krishna start today. So the first thing actually, that arena was there, a different arena, this it was selected arena was there. On the border of arena, there were desire trees of equal height with the round trunks. Nobody has made it, naturally they come. The trees were having the round trunks. Those who have gone to Nidhivan, you can see the kunja in the Nidhivan. It is surprisingly see that how that the trees are grown there. The trees are grown in such a way it is bent, correct? Some kunja, two people can sit. Some kunja is little bigger, four can sit. Somewhere eight can sit. The Radha and Krishna, Lalita Vishaka, other gopis, they all come, Nidhivan, they say, till today it is, Rasalila is happening. Now everybody is going actually to see the dressing room of Radharani. In the morning 4:30 when you go, whatever things are kept, it is used. They will come with us, then only they will open it. Just to make us understand, this is really happening here. So the equal height, the desired trees were there, and its ends were intertwined on the arena border. It is naturally, it has grown up. These trees look like jewels and pearls, not ordinary trees. Look like jewels, pearls. The birds residing in the trees had placed chamara, silk cloth, pearl jewels, fruits and flowers. Everybody took part actually in the festival. So the birds were there in the trees. They all start bringing chamara, silk cloth, pearl jewels, fruits and flowers. A square yard is made actually in golden stage in the center of the trees. It's a big arena in the center. There is a, we can see a mini things is made here. Golden stage, everything is golden. Nothing is less than gold. Is made. Center of the trees. In the middle of the stage, jeweled kunja with four doors. The stage, in the middle there is a kunja. It is having four openings from four sides. And it is jeweled. Very beautifully made. In the middle stage, jewel kunja with four doors. Four Harichandana trees stood as pillars in the corners of the kunja. So the center one, the kunja, the main kunja, is having four corner, four Harichandana trees. The intertwining of the trees, upper branches form an overhead canopy. It has come up. From Harichandana trees, canopy has come up on the top. The swing hung in the golden ropes tied to the branches of Harichandana trees. This arena of the center, each gopi group leader had a personal kunja with a swing in the four direction, radiating from the center arena. So it was tied with the golden ropes to the Harichandana trees. That is a main kunja, main swing for Radha and Krishna. And four doors, four sides, there are four swing is set up actually with golden color and golden same way. That is for the leaders of the gopis, for the leaders of the gopis. Krishna is going to enjoy with all gopis. It is a big festival. The other arena lined with the pleasant devata trees, just outside another arena with devata trees. Devata trees we can see till today when we go to from Haridwar, when we are driving towards the Fordhama, we can see Devadaru Vriksha is there because it is Devaloga. It is made of that area. And green all around and resonated with the singing of young cooing birds, festivating atmosphere has come. So So all these arrangements, all the birds are also actually they are advertising their, you know, cooing. All the queen birds, everybody started, just imagine, all are queen. They are telling everybody, the festival is going to happen. Come on, Radha and Krishna is going to come back. Come here. So, one string is hung from that Devadaru tree also, sitting platform for the other gopis. And so many platforms are made for sitting place for the gopis. There are so many gopis are going to take part in it. Center arena, four lines of swing be long to different group leaders face four doors in the main kunja. Many deer came around the kunja. So four doors, four swings are there, center one, another four on other side, and so many deers came along the birds. We can see the Ramandriti, opposite Ramandriti still, so many deers are there. They are all playing with Krishna, Krishna and Balaram. Everybody was thrilled by seeing the Chintamani. It is all made of Chintamani, decorated with coral, decorating trees. All the trees were decorated with the coral. The top branches of the trees joined to form natural green canopies. Again on the top these canopies are made. They grown like that. He is explaining. Very beautiful to see moonlight filtered through a filament of lights. Because moonlight cannot come inside because of the canopy. But in between, because of the greenery, it is coming just like a small light. Very beautiful light is coming down. Yeah. On the top, Vanadevi stretched a canopy in preparation for the swing festival. So Vanadevadas came and on the top, again they put a, here they are making a big canopy. Because to save us from the rain. Silk cloth hanging like tongue licking Vrindavana made of melodious sound. So many the clothes are hanging actually from the trees. They are having some jewels and monies. They are coming down and touching the floor of Vrindavana just like a tongue you want to lick actually the Vrindavan sand. It was looking like that. The forest god decorated the canopies with the strings of various fruits and fine scented cameras, charanas, swan flying, all devadas, kinnaras, gandharvas, vidyadharas played their instrument as they arrived in Vrindavana in their own airplane. So many airplane came. All kinnaras, gandharvas, vidyadharas, everybody came in their own plane. They go down, they took out their instruments and they started singing glories of Radha and Krishna, the beginning of the Yatra. Gentle goddess from different forests assembled in Vrindavana. Forest gods are also came, which is a big crowd. They all made impressive entrance with the best garlands. So we should have an entrance actually, inviting everybody for this arena with the best garlands. Flocks of joyful birds started singing and broadcast the festival. So they were already broadcasting this festival. What is happening? Suppose so many birds are singing, so many things are going on. Everybody will look there. Now what is happening here? So they were singing in a melodious way. Birds singing on the trees. Sang glories of Krishna. Varieties of deer came, stood motionless in figures in the painting. Deers came and they were standing on the entrance and different place, just like a decoration. They were not moving. Suddenly beautiful gopis appeared as if from trees. They don't know from there come. Beautiful, very beautiful decorated gopis, they just manifested. As if they came from the trees. So far they were not there. They came, they were wearing colorful petticoats, glittering bodies, twinkling waist belts with the decorator as if they are going to dance, really. They are going to celebrate. And in their hand, it is mentioned, Kavigarnapura says they were having the turtle flower around their grills and held flowers bomb in the hand. They made bombs, you know, you can just pump it to Krishna and Radha, flowers. And also different colors, just like Holi. They were all preparing for a love festival. Flower essences, kunkuma, they had syringes with aroma, kunkuma water, different water, just to put on the devotees and actually on Radha and Krishna. They were ready with all these things. So when everything was there, so much of description further it is given, everybody was anxiously awaiting for Radha and Krishna, Shamsundara. Everybody was looking, now Krishna should come. Radharani is coming. Everything is ready here. Everybody is ready here. They are all glorifying. So, each of gopis, the jewels among women who are more beautiful than the soldiers of Cupid, thought that she would sing first. There was a competition before they come. Everybody was saying, hey, I am going to swing first. Okay, just like here now, we give the chance for the senior devotees or senior people, sannyasis. So there everybody, Gopi was singing, telling, hey, mind you, I am there in the line, I am first, I will do the jula first for Radha and Krishna. They were all very beautiful. The gopis entered the four arena around the main arena while discussing among themselves. Out of the excitement, they made din and their loud laughing that resembled the sweet cooing of the cuckoos. So they were all whispering in the ears, I will do it. Somebody was talking against it. But their sounds were, you know, some ladies sound literally like cooing, coo. Coo, coo, coo. They talk in a very melodious way. So if their talks were also resembling the cuckoo sound. Krishna entered the swing arena. Now Krishna is coming. Okay, whenever you can see Radha and Krishna is coming actually. Arena with his left hand resting on Radha Rani's shoulder holding his flute. Left hand he is having the flute and Radha Rani's shoulder is keeping. And on the right hand he was twirled a lotus flower while his bangles chimed happily. So he was taking in a beautiful lotus flower on right hand, left hand is with food, but it's on the shoulder of Radharani. So both of them, they appeared there. The jewels among women who are more beautiful than the soldiers of Cupid thought that she would first sing. Krishna entered the arena. A pleasing peacock feather topped his reddish turban that tilted attractively to one side. Today he is wearing actually a reddish turban. Radharani, so you can see today, Krishna is wearing a turban today. Something like this. And a peacock was there. It was tilted on one side. Krishna's elegant earrings and ear lotuses swung in the breeze created by the bees circling his head. Fine cloth kissed his limbs, lit by the jewels of the crown and bracelets, sort of ornaments he was wearing. Oh, beautiful, Krishna was doing, festival is going to happen. And when festival day, that will decorate Krishna very beautifully. New dress and, Krishna shone attractively with his pearl necklaces, tinged red from the rays of his Kaustubha jewel. Light, delicate footstep ascended his gracefully, yet playful gait, jeweled anklets and bells around his lotus feet. Krishna is splendid, lips shining, appeared somewhat drowsy from chewing the betel nut. He was enjoying the betel nut, so it was reddish. Yet his affliction easily defeated the combined radiance of the jewels adorning the ladies in the heaven. It cannot be compared with anything. Nobody can say that it is something less, something more. It is more only. Nothing can be compared with the beauty of Krishna and his jewels. Krishna's effulgence took the shape of a jewel maze to announce his entrance into the bower jeweled trees. So, everybody was anxiously waiting and he made, you know, when we come to the temple, we ring the bell like that, you know. So, everybody can understand actually as wonderful personality is coming. As Krishna and his servant ascended the dais surrounding the string, the bird screeched. First time they responded. All the birds started screaming. What they were screaming? Jai Ho! Jai Ho! Jai Ho! Jai Ho! Jai Ho! Krishna and Radha is coming. So, we cannot keep quiet. When they come in the evening, actually to dice, everybody should line up and say, Jai Ho! Jai Ho! The trees and creepers felt such rapture that their limbs captured with the tiny bumps and honey streamed down like a torrent of tears. People started crying actually this by saying, looking at Krishna, tears came. When the peacocks stared at Radha and Krishna, they thought they were seeing dark rain clouds flashing lightning. What is lightning? Radharani. Radharani is Krishna's, it's just like a cloud, Shamsundara. The cloud, how flashing comes, Radha and Krishna is coming like that. You know? Though knowing Radha and Krishna from before, due to their unprecedented love, the peacocks madly cried out. As if they are seeing first time. So many times they have seen Radha and Krishna. But today for Julanyatra when they came, they started crying. Kiyo! 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 What is the meaning? Kiyo? Who are these persons? They are asking, Kiyo! Who are these two persons? I have seen such a one. I have seen Radha and Krishna earlier, but today, the way they come, so beautiful. It's the same. So they all started shouting. They started crying. Different celestial denizens joined Krishna and the gopis to celebrate their Julan Leela. In attendance there were charming charanas, male and female kimpurusha, and the wives of the siddhas beating expertly on madala and panava drums with their delicate hands. The spotless heavenly damsels from Swarga and Apsaras directly by Urvashi held Chamaras as radiant as waves in the Mandakini river. They showered fragrant flowers from the Nandaganana gardens which glittered like stars as they fell through the sky. So the different gods, different siddhas, everybody came with their instruments and they started playing. In this atmosphere, Krishna mounted the attractive, comfortable seat of the swing. Jai Ho! So he came and he sat first on the attractive, comfortable seat of the swing. Krishna looked like a real crest jewel sitting on the cotton seat. The cloth covering the seat was whiter than the foam that appeared during the churning of the milk ocean. Shining pillows also adorned the beautiful seat. Seeing that amazingly wonderful swing purified the vision and empowered the eyes to see other objects in a fresher way. While the devadas played a sweet music, Mukunda and Datha marveled at the intricate workmanship of the jeweled lamps illuminating the swing. So Radha and Krishna was looking at what are the decorations are done, beautiful decorations are done. But compared to that, Krishna Datha, but this is nothing. They were so looking beautiful. Trembling out in ecstatic love, Radhika and her friend sat beside Krishna. So first Krishna sat on the swing, then Radhika came and she sat down with her gopis, sat beside Krishna. Radha Krishna ki, who rested his left arm on Radhika's shoulder again. When she came and sat down, that is the scene. When the Lord ascended the exquisite swing and displayed his sweet beauty, which defeated the fickle currents of the river of nectarian beauty, the devatas and their wives lost all composure. As the ardent desire of the devatas' hearts to get a closer view of the divine couple moved out of their hearts to express itself, it choked their throats with the hope that left middle sky and descended to the more favorable lower borders of the sky. So all the devas, they were actually on the sky, on the airplane. They could not see properly. when Radha and Krishna saw them to swing, they wanted to come, and so they came down a little bit. Coming down. Now we are having the darshan from the back side. Everybody is trying to come forward. Unless they come in front of Krishna, Radha, they are not satisfied. Because they can see the real beauty. They can enjoy. So even Devadas is not coming. Today they will come with their airplane. We can see. When lotus-eyed Chandravali and other gopis, group leaders, beheld the especially intimate feature of Krishna sitting upon the swing, their eyes sparkled and blissful love. The gopis adorned with colorful makeup and tinkling bells. The first one who came actually is Chandravali with this group. They came actually near to Krishna. All other Dhanya, Sobhin Shyama, maybe this Krishna Karnapura was also there as a gopi when this incident took place. That is why he is able to authoritatively write this. Crowding the four outer yards, other joy-filled gopis sang melodious songs and finest artistic skill. Everybody started glorifying. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavana. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavana. Jaya Vrindavana. Sri Govinda Gopinada Madana Moga. Sri Govinda Gopinada Madana Mogana. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindava. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavana. Radha Gunda Shama Gunda Giri Govardhana. Radha Gunda Shama Gunda Giri Govardhana. Kalandiya Muna Jaya Jaya Magavana. So now they started actually, Radha and Krishna are sitting on the swing and everybody is looking who should start first. So first they started playing the just like holy, somebody is pushing flower bombs on Krishna, colors on Krishna. It is mentioned that when colors are going to Krishna, the wind comes and remove it. They don't like actually, they will not be able to see. Or the Devadas, they started sprinkling the flowers so that this dust will go, you know, the colors, powders will go away, because they cannot remain without seeing Krishna in these circumstances. So finally, as the As the manjaris gracefully pushed the swing, Vrinda and Radhesh shouted, Jai Ho! Jai Ho! Jai Ho! Jai Ho! So when the swing started actually moving, Radhe and Krishna, so everybody started actually coming in the line. I want to sing, I want to sing, I want to sing. Because there was beauty. It is Kannapura is mentioning about the beauty of Radha and Krishna and the swing. Everybody got attracted. Even 1 second they don't want to miss actually without singing. So everybody was in the bhava. So when we do the swing and the festival, we should do with a lot of bhava, sing with a lot of bhava, look at them with bhava. Bhava bhakti, as if they are here. It's not the deity. If they are here, they are allowing us, such arrangements are made, they will be here today, definitely. So, like that, there was a competition between them for swinging. Swinging is going on. Krishna is so merciful. He came down from swing and he go around all the swing of other gopis, leaders. He swing them. He sit down with them. Singing is going on. So, that Julian festival was going very nicely. A lot of explanation is given actually. Especially about the beauty of Radha and Krishna and how they played, how they enjoyed actually. They forgot about everything. So, yesterday Prabhupada was telling that actually Krishna consciousness means the 24 hours we get involved in such katha and actually when it is happening, there is no other engagement other than this for the devotees that always be engaged actually in the service of Krishna or glorify Krishna, hear about Krishna, do something for Krishna. At the end of the day, we should think actually what I did for Krishna today. What I did for Krishna. Is there anything in my credit? So, finally, he is writing actually this Nitya Leela. Nitya Leela is going on. This Nitya Leela is going on. Either in this planet or other planet. But there is no stop for this Leela of Krishna. So Bhagavatam is mentioned, you see. Jayati Jana Nivaso Devaki Jana Vado Yaduvara Parishaswai Dorpe Rasyanna Dharman Sirajara Vrijina Grana Susmita Sri Mukhena Vrijapura Vanidanam Vathayan Kamadevam. Lord Sri Krishna is He who is known as Jananivasa, the ultimate resort of all living entities. Everybody's resort actually, happiness they want, they have to go to Krishna, Jananivasa, Jananivaso. And who is known as Devaki Nandana or Yashoda Nandana, the son of Devaki and Yashoda, he is the guide of the Yadu dynasty and with his mighty arms, he kills everything inauspicious as well as every man who is impious. By his presence, he destroys all things inauspicious for all living entities, moving and inert. His blissful smiling face always increases the lusty desires of the gopis of Vrindavana. May he be all glorious and happy. Yulan Yatra Mahamahul Savaki Vrindavan Dhamaki Radha Rasa Biharike Jai Ho! Jai Ho! Jai Ho! Jai Ho! Hare Krishna. So everybody can wait for the evening and glorify with a lot of enthusiasm. Celebrate this festival. So they will be here with us. Hare Krishna.